and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Likeable chaps one meets at the bar of the local all know what you mean when 10 minutes too late you finally say, "Time I was pushing on, boys, otherwise there'll be questions in the house." It means as soon as you open your front door, your wife is going to say, "I suppose you've been pouring good money down the throats of all those drunken layabouts in that filthy pub again." The only consolation being that as she hates what she calls that den of vice so much, there's a very sporting chance you'll never set foot in it. However, there is the real house where equally ghastly questions are put almost daily, and the members usually find there's no answer to them either. Mind you, that never stops them from trying to catch the speaker's eye in an effort to make a completely fatuous speech instead. At least if that's all the other members who are awake, they've turned up.
Get the gun, Bert!
And you know you've been doing your fight for these chaps as well!
Order!
On both sides! How about purchase tax on tennis balls?
Solution facing us all at this time and in this technological age is for me to negotiated. At this very moment, a member of the Foreign and Commonwealth Office is on his way to meet the Prime Minister of South Kiwan, Mr. Golfball, aboard an aircraft carrier. I shall report on his findings as soon as I found them. Informed to take all safeguards and all necessary steps are being taken.
Welcome aboard, Captain Furby.
Thank you, number one. Please remember, he used the term welcome loosely.
And what did we do this time?
Strangely enough, Percy, as far as I know, nothing.
Oh, good. We got away with it. Oh, you were saying? I was saying that you are to put to sea at once and rendezvous with the aircraft carrier Vulture off the island of Taboga.
Taboga? Now, is that east or west of South Sea?
East, sir.
And a heck of a lot.
And before you ask,
if you're facing north, sir, east is on your right.
Ah, thanks very much. Thank you very much.
But which way is north?
I knew it!
How you've confused him.
If I could possibly have a little of your attention for just a few minutes longer, gentlemen. You will rendezvous with a carrier Vulture. But if you value your commissions, let alone mine, keep well away from her.
Hey? Hello? What's she got on board then? Hey? Oh, no.
certainly a great load of moose bang who knows.
Yes, well, I suppose you could put it that way. She will be a floating conference room for Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown. The Foreign and Commonwealth Office are sending him out there to discuss matters. And for some unknown reason, they want an escort of a frigate. Unfortunately, Tutbridge is the only one available.
No, hang on. That just isn't good enough.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Phillips.
It's all very well saying that it's on your right, but you have to know which way north is south.
I don't. It's your fault, Pertwee. You've completely baffled him now.
It's that way. How do you know? Because if it was this way, the map of the world and your noddy jar would be printed upside down.
Ah, well, now that's more like it. That makes sense. I'll soon have us zooming up and down both sides of the aircraft carrier.
Don't you dare. Just so long as Sir Willoughby and the other members of the conference can vaguely see you on the horizon. That will do. You are merely to stand off and be available in the event of emergency.
Oh.
You are not there to create one.
I realize it's none of my business, of course. But what is Sir Willoughby diddly 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 diddly? What is this fellow and these mates out there going to chat about, sir?
Yes, Jim.
Yes, what?
It is none of your business.
Sir. What a sir and sir. We're not to know before we go. That's a blow. That's
true. Well, I have him worrying at me all the way as well. You can prod away as much as you like, but I am not going to tell you.
It doesn't matter anyway, because I already know.
Hey?
Pardon? It's on the right if you face north.
He's proud, you see. It's all so new to him. We had the same trouble with him in the wardroom when he found the drinking store makes a hubble-bubble-gubble-bubble noise if you blow instead of suck.
Yes, he hubble-bubble-gubble-bubbled for weeks. Not forgetting the occasional...
That was an airlock. Could have happened to anyone.
Oh, but this is it. Let me get ashore and get this ship to sea before the conference is over. And a part of history that, if you lot have anything to do with it, is best forgotten.
Aye, aye, sir. Now then, with the sun not quite over the yard arm, and with a force 10 up your high street, no quarter given or asked, plus a longy thing and a latty what's it of no coach parties on even dates, I'll settle for steady of that, Chief.
What, left hand down a bit?
No, thank you, no.
Oh, sir. Steady on that, sir. are you sure you don't want left hand?
I'm quite sure, thank you.
But you always order limb, not this time.
Thank you. It's a lovely day. Calm sea and blue sky.
Positively beautiful. Are you absolutely certain you don't want a left hand?
Absolutely, thank you, Chief. Just steady at that.
Not even a slight suggestion of a...
No.
You may as well give up, Chief. I think he's trying to create the impression he knows where the hell we are.
And I do, too.
Where?
Afloat.
Always got an answer.
Mr. Phillips, sir, how long before we start the aircraft carrier?
Now, it's funny you should mention that, Chief, because I felt we should have seen her by now, too.
Lost. As usual, we're lost.
Oh, no, no, sir, no. They must be.
Now, how can you be so sure, sir?
Well, we're here, aren't we?
Yes.
And they aren't, so therefore they must be the ones who are lost.
Bridge, number one speaking.
Now, look out here, sir. Lead in Seaman Goldstein, chatting. Nice and peaceful out here on our own, isn't it? No great big nasty things like aircraft carriers coming up the view.
Oh, Mr. Phillips is expecting to make contact any minute now.
Oh, what with, sir? In while he's looking for a passing hattock, I'll keep my eyes open for him.
Justin, I...
Taste lovely, they do. If they're cooked over good Welsh charcoal, mind. None of your gas-fried muck.
I'm not...
And ask for those oil-burning fish fryers. Well, the haddock might be all right to mend your boots with, but eat it never. Give you a whoops, big pardon, for a week it would.
Justine.
Not that it matters, because there aren't any haddocks swimming about here anyway. These places that are, they're as lost as we are.
Justine, we are not lost.
Who said?
Mr. Phillips.
I see. Well, you take my advice, sir. Ring the AA or the REC. And ask for a route map. It'll save time in the long run.
You know,
Well?
If you want prompt and civil attention, they've both got offices in Cardiff. Just it out.
Did him? One of these days, by Benbow's bell-bottoms, Nelson's knick-knacks, and Hawking's hat, I'll get him.
I doubt it, sir. Not even by Keppel's cake, old Blake Bridget, or Hardy's anchor.
One thing I can't stand, it's a chap who has to go one better than our Frobisher's funny furbelows.
Oh, shut up.
Bridge, number one here.
Captain here, number one.
Oh, what is it, Commander Trott, sir?
Gracious, you remembered my name.
Oh, dear, are you suffering from mal de mer again, sir?
No, just sneezing.
Well, what seems to be the trouble, sir?
Any sign of this helicopter yet?
Helicopter? What helicopter?
The one that's going to dump Sir Wembley Wobbly.
Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown.
That's him. It's going to dump him on our deck.
Good heavens, why is he landing on Tradbridge, sir?
Well, there was this signal thing, you see.
Yes?
I gather Butcher has fouled the propellers or something equally insanitary. And we're to get a conference ship instead.
Oh, dear. Well, thanks for letting us know, sir. We'll keep an eye out for the helicopter, sir.
Good man. It might help. Now, let me know when we reach port again, won't you? Because I think I'm going to be human.
Stand by to receive a VIP visitor, gentlemen, from a great height.
Chopper over in the bubble, sir.
Well, she wasn't, but of course we don't understand what's keeping it up, sir.
Oh, it's quite simple, Chief. It's the upward thrust of the rotor.
Don't bother.
If man was meant to fly...
We know. He'd have grown wings instead of arms.
Yeah, possibly. Be that as it may, he certainly hasn't been born with blades whizzing round and round his bonks. Now, it's not natural, son. It's not right. He'd dabble him with the afternoon and ask him for a right disaster, go whichever way you look at it. But I'd rather not.
You know, if cowards were sixpence a bunch... He'd be fourpence a ton.
Stand by to receive visitors, gentlemen.
Visitors? I thought we were only supposed to receive one.
So did I. But apart from Sir Wibbly to Doddly...
Him.
Yes. There seems to be a lady coming down the rope landing ladder.
A lady? Lummy. So there is. Cool.
Come on, relax, Mr. Phillipson. I think what you're looking at is the Ladies' May West life-saving set.
Pity.
Will it be about to land on the foredeck? Now!
Oh! Only ever so slightly missed.
Up to date, Mr. Helicopter Pilot. Try for the best out of three.
Keep the ship steady, Mr. Phillips.
Yes, that's it. That's better.
He should land aboard this time.
But he didn't.
One more for luck, sir.
It's so wet now, it doesn't matter anymore.
Hunter Brown.
Well, I'll warn the wardroom stewards to lock the pantry bar immediately, sir.
Be a waste of time, Chief. She wears a set of skeleton keys and a bottle opener around her neck instead of a necklace.
Oh! Stone to crows, watch it.
Damn nearly ruined me regalia and official seal.
Oh! Nothing.
One government official safely. Well, almost aboard, sir.
Who did that? It was very rude and it hurt.
helicopter flown off out of it, sir.
The perp we for one is extremely grateful, sir.
Stop! Come back! You've still got my bottles of luggage on board.
Take
over
the bridge, Mr. Phillips. I'd better go below and entertain our visitors in the wardroom and find out where Sir Wibbly Toddly...
Wibbly Toddly is.
Thank you.
What's the sail to next?
Bother fanning me with your hat, old man. I'll dry out on my own eventually. You just carry on. I'll just drip here on the carpet, you know.
Talking of things getting dry.
Oh, Lord. Sling out another tot, will you, number one? Purely for medicinal purposes, of course.
I've always heard that cold is extremely good for keeping out the rum.
Yes, of course. Where's your glass, Lady Tot on the Brown?
I've no idea, but not to worry. It just so happens that I have another one in my handbag.
Oh, well, where's your handbag?
Oh, now that is serious. Apart from the spare glass and corkscrew I carry for purely sentimental reasons, it has also got Willie's speech in it.
What? Oh, well, really, Amelia, how on earth am I going to welcome this idiot from South Kiwan aboard on behalf of Her Majesty's government if you've lost me chance?
Panic over, Willie, it's all right. I found my handbag. I was sitting on it all the time. Which is very curious, because I thought I was standing up. Evidently, I haven't got my sea legs yet.
Well, just as you say, dear. Now then, Murray, in about 10 minutes from now, a destroyer from Southern Kiwan will be coming alongside, and the chap who's made himself their prime minister will come aboard for a bit of a chinwag.
Thundering choker face, what the blazes was that?
I'm not sure, sir, but I had a feeling that the destroyer is about 10 minutes early.
Oh, Lord, well, that's it then. We just have to go on deck, winch the fool aboard in a boatswain's chair, and greet him with me official chat. Amelia, give me my speech, quick, come on.
And may I say, on behalf of my ludicrous government and my ridiculous self, what an enormous pleasure it is to be safely aboard your clapped-out old frigate. And having opportunity to take part in this splendid old talk about and chat up.
Not at all, sir.
Our pleasure, sir.
What is?
Same as his, probably, so shut up. Sorry about bending your boat, but I was looking the other way.
Not at all. It is just as well. Had you been looking our way, the damage would possibly have been considerably greater.
Now, isn't that nice of you?
You take that sentence to bits and examine it, sir?
No. Permit me to introduce Sir Willoughby Pothunter Brown of the British government.
By all means, I am charming.
No. Hang on, we can't shake hands yet. I haven't said me piece. Now, are we all ready? Right, fair enough. I'm on.
Three charms for Willie.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Knitting Guild and Trump, you will have realized that it is all Lombard feet to a China orange, that our feathered friends fully intend to eliminate purchase tax before our beaches are contaminated. Nevertheless, from these indisputable facts, how many of us can possibly?
Whilst we're on the subject,
I shall all hope that the captain of our side will enjoy his retirement to the full with this magnificent gold wife.
That goes for his dear watch as well.
No, my friend, this is not the answer. For we have seen many a fine performance on the center court. But today, the Lady Almoner has excelled herself. However, before laying this foundation stone and doing a final lap of honor, I want each and every one of you to ask yourselves. Then, after tea and cakes in the marquee, we shall have great pleasure in engraving the right honorable gentleman. In engraving the right honorable gentleman on the gymnasium wall, from where he will never be rubbed out.
What's he talking about? Well, how should we know, sir, when he doesn't? Just nod, clap hands, and shout rah-rah.
It is to the unselfish devotion of the Boilermakers. To this herd of pedigree cattle. We wish to remain anonymous. That our heritage and this fine new
pavilion are dedicated. How often have we all? And that goes for my dear wife as well. But it's not enough. Dig deep, my friend. Give generously. And never let it be said. In case you wanted to say it first. Right, that's it. I've finished.
No, I didn't. I was allowing for the evaluation. Now, why don't you all go down to the ward room again? I liked it there. It was cosy and open.
Oh, suit yourself, Amelia, my dear. I shall have to chat this foreign chap up about independence or whatever it is he's on about for a bit.
Would you care to use my cabin, sir?
Well, not much. What's wrong with the captain's cabin?
Nothing, sir, except the captain is always in it. He's not a very good sailor, sir.
This I had gathered when you clouted my country's statue old destroyer.
Ah, yes. Well, it's just possible that might have been my fault, actually.
Just possible? Was your fault. You never could park tidily.
Oh, do stop chuntering, Chester. We'll never get this blasted conference started. Now, this way, Fred, or whatever your name is.
Many hundreds of thank yous, and how's your father?
Sorry to hang about here in the wardroom, you chap.
No, that's all right, sir. As our guests insisted on using your cabin, not mine, you haven't much choice, have you?
Not really. Jolly inconvenient, though.
Oh, think nothing of it, sir. We're delighted to see you in here.
No, it's not that. It's just that even with a ship at anchor, I still don't feel very... Excuse me.
You know, there are times when one cogitates as to whether our gallant captain would ever get used to the motion of the briny.
Yeah, quite, Padre.
The moment we sail, he seems to suffer from the instant whoop, beg your pardon, excuse me, all gone. Whoop, beg your pardon, excuse me, all gone.
He's improving, Padre. On the way out here, I actually saw him outside that little room in his cabin twice. Not for long, I'll admit. Twice.
I wonder how the conference is going.
Excuse me, gentlemen, assemble.
And here's someone else who's dying to know.
Yes, Chief, what is it?
Any news, sir? It's not that I'm interested, but it's urgent.
Urgent? How can it possibly be?
Made a deal with that launch full of pressmen steaming round and round us.
Me, sir? Me? Do a deal with the press? Oh, I could you, sir. This conference is top secret, sir.
He has made a deal with the press. Is there anybody out there from my comic? If there is, you might ask them why I haven't received my Bodgy the Badger enamel badge and my Badger code book yet.
I forbid you to speak to that press launch again.
Well, there's not much point, is there, sir? You won't move out of the wardroom, so I don't know nothing, do I?
What's he talking about?
I'm not sure. Pertwee, go on.
Well, sir, I have a suspicion that by a pure fluke and a complete accidental, sir, I switched on the intercom from the captain's cabin to here, sir.
Blimey, he's got the pair of them completely bugged.
Relax, Padre. He said bugged. And I have. Yes, I have. Oh, come on, let's have a bit of a listen, sir. Please, sir. It's urgent. Switch our end on, sir, just for a quick hour.
Just how much did those pressmen give you in advance?
A fiver, sir. I'll split it three ways, sir. £4 for me and £1 between you.
No, thank you.
Change the answer. That's, now, just a tick. Now, 3 into 20 goes, yeah, well, it must it? And carry 2, which is 24 between 3, means we'll get,
6 and 8 bill.
Congratulations, Padre. You're absolutely right. Isn't he?
No, he's not. And neither are you, because we're having no party.
All right, £3 for me and 2 for you.
No!
Look, surely we can have a bit of a listen anyway, sir. At least we might be able to get an idea when we'll be sailing back to Pompey.
Certainly not.
Oh, go on, sir.
No, please, sir.
No!
Spoiled sport.
I'm not a spoiled sport.
You are, you know.
Oh, very well. Turn the speaker on. I suppose we'd better check and see if they want anything.
At last. Radio Trotter's cabin coming up.
I think we can safely say they do not want anything.
No, they've obviously found it.
And if you report that to the press, Pertwee, I'll have you dancing the hooky cookie from the highest yardarm.
My lips are sealed.
Hello, wardroom here. Number one speaking.
Right, I will see McKinney here, sir. I'm in the Dublin tea, sir.
Beg your pardon? I thought Commander Trotter was...
The radio room, sir.
Oh, yes, of course. What is it, Tiddy?
Urgent message for Sir Wibbly Diddly Jolly Diddly.
Him.
Exactly, sir. From a pipe-smoking jet in Whitehall, sir.
Oh, good gracious.
We are to return to Portsmouth, sir, as there's been a snap general election in South Kiwan, and Mr. Goldball's lost his deposit.
What?
And his job.
Rudge, leave this to me.
I intended to. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Mr. Phillips, Chief, stand by to sail back to Portsmouth at once. The conference is definitely over. And so is Mr. Goldball.
I know, but it can't be. I haven't leaked anything to the press yet. We can't sail now. They want their fiver back.
Too bad, Chief. We sail at once.
Ready when you are, sir.
Now, which way is Portsmouth?
West, Mr. Phillips.
West.
Oh, no. That's a pity.
You've done it now, sir. You'll never work that out.
Oh, it's all right. If east is on the right, when you're facing north on the way out, then west must be on the south when you're facing left.
On the south when you're facing left.
No. West is south. Well, right of east.
Right
now, if north is left of east, on the way back.
On the way back.
No. East is left of south.
East is left of south.
Now, when east is left of south, when north is on the other way facing west.
On the other way facing east. You're talking about.
Oh, don't worry, sir. I'll get you back.
No doubt, Mr. Phillips, but I wonder when. I wonder when.
John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips have been curiously hospitable in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott. Lady Todd Hunter Brown was Heather Chasen. Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown was Daniel Evans. The Prime Minister of South Kiwan was Michael Bates. Commander Trotter was Alan Reeve Jones. And Abel Seaman Tiddy was played by Laurie Wyman. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.
Leslie Phillips is now appearing in The Man Most Likely To at the Vaudeville Theatre, and John Pertwee is in Old Clarence at the Lyric Theatre, London.